Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Season 7 of Stand Up and Stand Out. Párate y destécate. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Nikki Green. As a life and business resiliency expert, I thought we would share some stories of resilience this season. It's also the one-year anniversary of Chameleon Mindset, my best-selling book, and we are giving away a bunch of great prizes and deep discounts on my coaching programs to celebrate. Be sure to check the show notes of each episode to learn more and follow me on social media. I hope you're enjoying Season 7, and I look forward to hearing your feedback and comments on the fascinating topics we're going to cover with each guest. We are here ready to record Stand Up and Stand Out, and my hilarious and amazing guest, Abby, is here to join me. I met her in Dallas, and I dragged her onto this podcast. She has no idea why she's here or how she met me.
I don't even think I know what the podcast is about, but I'm here. We're good to go.
We make it up as we go. Does it matter? We ran into each other at a C-Suite Network event while I was in Dallas last November. And then we were like, hey, let's be the best of digital friends. And sometime we'll see each other again.
Are you kidding? I think we're going to have reoccurring quarterly visits on each other's podcasts. Like I already am like, okay, you're coming on every quarter just for like shits and giggles. One bit. And we might just call it the episode of Shits and Giggles.
Exactly. It'll be, instead of Norm, it'll be the Nikki. Nikki! She's here again on the show. We end up so much in the future, which I love about us, actually. It's like a lot of times, sometimes the people you spend so much time like, oh my God, here's all my baggage and here's all the things that like went wrong in my life. But don't worry, I've got it figured out now. And we're just like, hey, let's make a TV show. And let's,
like, I think the first problem is the people that have to announce that they've got it under control is the clear warning that they don't. You know, people that know me, the way they describe me, the way that they talk about who I am and what I do, none of them seem to ever connect my past. Like when I tell my story in a very nonchalant way, because as you process through your big, big obstacles in life, like, you know, you have a choice on whether it's going to define you and be characteristically who you are, or are you going to evolve from that and create what your purpose is? And so I've always very much focused on that.
The important part is for us to actually be processing these things and figuring out, okay, now what? And it was funny, I just got off a call with my marketing coach, and he, one of the things he said to me, he goes, you know, the thing I love about you, Nikki, is that you always fail forward. When you do it, you go all in, and then, you know, you catch yourself and you move on and learn from it and go to the next thing. I love that, you know, Conan, we kind of talked about in our last session where not getting put in one box either. I think so many of us got put in a box for a while and we're kind of like, man, I don't want to be there anymore. And I think for a lot of time, you said people kind of put you in a trainer box and you're like, no, I'm so much bigger and more than that. There's still that foundation, but people don't know, right? Helping them figure out what they need because they may not even know what's possible.
Well, and then you get the people that totally think they have all the, they're like, I know what I need. I'm like, okay, why don't you tell me and then I'll confirm or deny whether or not you're on the right track. Like, you know, or I know what I'm eating that's bad for me. Do you? Did you do a blood test and actually confirm like that you're having adverse reactions to it? Because there's a lot of inflammation problems here. So, but I will ever challenge them on a basis, only the ones that know their answers. I'll like challenge them a little bit. But no, it's like, it's really when it comes down to it, it's like, you know, overall body health and wellness, you know, evolution of self. Our bodies change every decade. Every 7 to 10 years, our body does a complete flip. I've started my company based off of debunking the bullshit in the industry. I got really sick and tired of people being fed the gimmicks of, you know, like keto and intermittent fasting and trying to apply it to their needs, you know, and I have my credentials. I can handle everything from rehabilitation to the insane asylum. All the way from nutrition, from basic weight loss to all the performance enhancement. And then on top of it, I do a lot of the life coaching and evolution of self, energy healing, myofascial release, injury repairs, like all kinds of things. Even dealing with traumas on the body, to which, you know, a lot of people think like, hey, my back's been hurting. We've done all the physical therapy. We've done all the muscle work and it's still bothering you, and we've already done scans and confirmed that you don't need a replacement or surgery. This is like where we really need to dig deep emotionally and figure out, like, let's get that shit taken care of, you know? So a lot of times people don't realize that their traumas are still laying on their body especially because it gets stored and locked in, especially when we go through so many different experiences in our life. You know, we all have different traumas. We all have different life experiences. We have, you know, it can be something as simple as someone didn't like an outfit that you wore when you were little, and then you become self-conscious about how you look in a dress. You know, it just, it varies for every individual. You never know exactly what it looks like, but all of us need to have that personalization when it comes to ourselves. Like, there's no cookie cutter concept and there's no one-stop shop.
I love it. And I think it's such an important part as we, you know, continue to evolve what we talk about with health and wellness. And there's so many times where, you know, I would go get a trainer at the gym, right? And they're just throwing me into weights. I've lifted weights my whole life doing sports. You know, that was a very big part of it. But my life is very different now. I'm not training for those types of things. I'm just trying to train to like be healthy and get out of bed.
And the other thing too is it's like, it's not about the meathead workouts to like, this is how much I can lift. Woohoo! Like, it's really about functionality. And how your body reacts to exercise and nutrition is completely different to how it reacted 20 years ago. And, you know, some of my favorite lesson learners, and I'll call them lesson learners, are the boys that, you know, they lifted for years when they were, and they did their sport, then they went into the job force, and God bless them, they sacrificed everything to care for their family, and they made good money, and they went in, and they did their thing, and then they come out, you know, and they've got the dad bond, they're like, what the fuck happened to me? And then when they jump back in, what do? They go back to the same old workout to which that's what they knew. And some of them get their ego boost and their ego trip, and then they continue on. And then, but you have majority, if not like a good 75% of them, say, oh shit, this isn't okay. And either they get discouraged and like stop, or they go and seek out professional help. But then sometimes that professional help, it either aligns with them or they don't. And so, you know, even our men, when they make that attempt, they're sometimes more fragile in women in their selection of plan, because their ego will get very hit hard. It's a rude awakening to turn around from where you were physically, if you were in tremendous shape, and then turn back. And life hits us in so many different ways, in so many different life phases. You're going to get a lot of shit thrown at you. I mean, we're all learning. So we've got to get through our school together and make sure that our plan is working for ourselves and that we don't get discouraged.
I know. And I just, you know, I think especially those of us that were athletes, you know, that at some point we were really active, and we remember that. We have that memory, not just mentally, but physically. Your body remembers doing that movement. And it really is a shame that so many jobs now are just, let's sit, let me stare at the screen, you know, and that your phone, your Netflix subscription, like all the things. And instead of really allowing people to get moving again and have more flexibility in their life, that they can do those things, I think it's really important that we get that back into the workplace as well, that no matter what your job is, that you have an ability to take those breaks mentally, physically, and go get active and go do, you know, things in the middle of the day, and not just like cram it in on top of taking away from your family life and everything else you got to do, right?
And clients where, you know, I've stopped it, you know, their offices and just checked in with them and then take them through breathing exercises and reconnect them and reground them and get them focused with clarity. Because, I mean, even as we get older, it doesn't matter what age you are. We're all dealing with some kind of obstacle. And then we have to put our big girl hat on and go to work and do all the things and then act like we're not human. Like, I have no emotions. I got all the things done. I'm a robot. And then it's like, you know, and then you see some people where, you know, like my approach to a lot of people, I walk towards them and just them seeing me all of a sudden is an instant facial relief of, oh my God, somebody's here that understands me. And it's like, it's the kids that I work with. It's the adults that I work with. It's the grandparents that I work with. I mean, it doesn't matter where I am. And I'm very blessed to be that relief point for a lot of people. And it really humbles me and keeps me going on my mission and my purpose, because it makes me feel good. But also at the same time, it's about them and seeing them grow over time. It's very similar to watching my children grow and hitting different milestones, and you get like that proud parent, like, they're going to be okay.
that hits perfectly on the theme for this season is vulnerability. They don't always have someone that they can be vulnerable with at work. You know, they're trying to be the perfect person, you know, at home, they're trying to be the perfect parent, the perfect partner, you know, and a lot of times you lose that ability to have that vulnerability to really be like, I'm just having a shit day, or I'm just not feeling great. And I don't have the energy to keep that up and do the things I need to do. So I love that you give people that space to really just open up and help them in all the ways that they may need, you know, it could just be as simple as breathing exercises to calm them down. And that familiar face is amazing.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nikki Green, and I am a life and business resiliency expert. I have been helping people for over 2 decades overcome their challenges and achieve their life and business goals. I wrote Chameleon Mindset for others seeking clarity while acclimating to new situations. This entertaining yet research-based guide to transitions will open your mind to unique strategies for finding purpose and achieving your goals. Through my new book, you will create the happy life you desire with 5 philosophies for change, beginning with C for creative adaptability. Move from resistance to resilience by assessing and adjusting your risk tolerance. The practical lessons in Chameleon Mindset will help you shift your mindset, sharpen your skill set, and overcome the things holding you back from dealing with change. We'll have the new online course coming soon. There are 6 modules in total, but the way you choose to pursue your destiny, it's up to you. Each module can be done independently or repeated as necessary to tackle new obstacles and new goals in your life. And you can earn extra chameleon coins for uncovering them. What are chameleon coins, you might ask? These are reward XP that you can earn to purchase additional chameleon mindset benefits as you progress through the course. You can get swag, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, exclusive event tickets, and networking opportunities. And if you collect enough coins, you can even earn a full day VIP intensive with me to work solely on your goals. And by joining the Chameleon Crew, you will also gain access to my network of thousands of influential people around the world with expertise to help you on your business, your personal endeavors, health and fitness, and so much more. Reserve a copy today and click below to be added to our subscriber list.
I think a lot of people have missed that over the course of years, we've been focusing so much in a more masculine energy dominating world. Now, I'm not saying masculine dominating world, although there are corporations and things and blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't, you can have political beliefs and all the things. I don't do that. It's like hogwash. I just don't pay attention. I do my thing. But when we're talking about like a masculine energy, that is the focus of getting things done. What do I have to do? Here is the list. I need to know X, Y, Z, right? Vulnerability and not knowing and trust and compassion and belief and nurture and care is all coming from our feminine energy. And so when you're sitting there talking about that vulnerability, everything screaming in me is that the reason why we feel so uncomfortable and we feel exposed and we feel raw and we feel like it's almost wrong when we're in our vulnerability is because we're not used to being in the feminine energy. We're not used to practicing in feminine energy. Feminine energy allows you to be open to receive love. We're open to receive joy. Like I just think of, okay, when I'm focusing on feminine, I think you're focusing on receiving energy. What are you open to? What do you think your self-worth is? If you don't even know if your self-worth value is, you're attracting what your value is. So if you don't think very much of yourself, then you're going to attract that same level of your self-worth value. The thing is like when you're practicing in your feminine energy, that's when you're opening yourself up to say, I am deserving of love. I am deserving of joy. I am deserving of all the things that I wish in life. And all I have to do is trust the process. We are freaking machines when it comes to working in masculine energy, especially if you're someone that owns a company and you've been the boss lady, right? You put your boss hat on, you go get it, you get it done. We know how to do that shit, but it's what happens after. Guess what? Do the work and trust that you believe in yourself and you know your worth, and people will see and find you and align, and then you will get to where you need to be.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's so powerful. Well, before we sign off, I want you to talk about Big Bertha, because I think people need to know that there's so many ways that you can come and reach it. And Bertha is a big part of it.
Big Bertha is a big part of it. Big Bertha is my truck. She is a full gym and has my massage table, all the fixings, all the myofascial release tools, everything is in it. So if I drive slow or I did not see you, she is big with some big blind spots. So like there is never a tent. I want to get one of those signs on the back that's like that I can communicate with people in the back and like wave hi to people and be like, hey, how are you today? Or you know, like you accidentally, oh, I'm so sorry. I did not see you there. Like, didn't mean to cut you off. But she's a big truck. She's a good old girl. But yeah, I started my company with the intent of, I saw a lot of people self-sacrificing from the day in and day out, you know, objectives of what life throws at them. And in doing so, it was all of their self-sacrificing that wasn't keeping them on track with their health and wellness needs. And so having worked in the industry for years, I kind of got tired of not just the pitches that happen to get them into fad diet trends, but also a lot of the, you know, giving up aspect that people, 25% of the population is well regimented. They're going to go to the gym. They're going to go to the class. They're going to get what they need. They're going to seek out what they need. The other 75% of the population does not. They're pissed off and irritated with the industry. A percentage of them cannot trust any of the experts that they reach out to for advice because either they're trying to sell them something, pitch them something, or they just don't know what their intent is, or they're trying to mold them to their belief system, where that's incorrect because you need to be molding to the client's needs, not the other way around. So in regards to that, that's kind of where Big Bertha came into play because I wanted to eliminate a lot of the sacrifice. And so that is how Capital Health began. And I go to and from people's houses. I meet them virtually and in person. And eventually I'll have multiple Big Berthas nationwide when my app comes out. And I have my online programs that everybody can utilize, and they're fantastic. And I have new stuff that's coming out. So it's really just making sure that no matter where you are in the world, Capital Health Services are at your fingertips, regardless of what your needs are. We will always make sure that they're customized to what your needs are and get you to where you need to be, because we just need to cut out a lot of the hogwash and BS in the industry. And like, the shit needs to get real. Let's just take care of our crap.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm so glad I met you. I'm so glad we're going to continue to be friends and we're going to have a regular reoccurring podcast.
I know, but I do feel like I think more entertainment would be like behind closed door, like recording studio time.
I'm going to have to fly down to Dallas and come and hang out in Texas with you.
My husband may like have to return me or something to like wife school. I don't know. We might get in trouble.
You can come to Chicago and come visit here too. And if you guys love Abby's energy and you guys want to find out more from her, I've dropped her website there. We'll drop it in the show notes as well. Abby, it's been awesome having you on the show. I can laugh with you all day, all night.
I just love giggling and like shooting the shit with you because you're just a blast.
Exactly. You just have to follow where fate takes you guys. Not everything has to be like, oh my God, we have to have this exact JV partnership and everything has to align and I have to know. It's like, sometimes we're just here to have a good time. And I've always said that to you guys, like, it's about building real community with people that you want to hang out with. And you never know where things are going to align. And you don't know until you start to have that real conversation.
Ride the universal wave. When the universal sends you a wave and you can feel that vibe of like, oh, jump on it and just see where it takes you, because sometimes the freedom and the exploration is just in that wave, and it'll take you to the answers that you needed that you didn't even realize you know were in the back, just churning.
Didn't even know you were gonna ask. Well, we're gonna ride the wave into the next episode. Thank you guys for joining. Thanks for Abby for joining us today. And if you haven't done so already, please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe button, bell, I don't know, whatever all the things are. Do all the things on all the places. And we'll catch you where all the cool kids hang out, the Do Podcast. Bye, everybody.